Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brooks tries her hand at cooking up something rich and creamy in this edition of Backyard Industry.
A good friend and I were talking over lunch the other day about how we needed to get back into the habit of more labor-intensive cooking. Project recipes, Sever Magazine calls them, to satisfy that urge for process and accomplishment, not just a quick end result. You know, the cassoulet, the beef bourguignon. Weekends usually afford me a little more of the time required to do this. However, project recipes in my kitchen are sometimes for staple foods that can be eaten over time. Bread, stock, beans, that sort of thing. If I'm not holding freezer or cupboard stock on those foods, which happens way more often than I'd like, I turn to prepared versions of those items so I can crank meals out during the week. But my household goes through a lot of bread, a lot of stock, a lot of beans, and a lot of yogurt. When I noticed all the stock boxes and bean cans and especially yogurt cups piling up in the recycling bin, I realized something had to be done. But what? The recent news that full-fat dairy products, including yogurt, might keep us leaner than the lower-fat stuff was nice to hear, but whole milk yogurt has been my favorite for decades, from the waxy cups of yogurt with fruit on the bottom my mom bought back in the 1970s to the cute little tubs of Greek-style yogurt my family buys now. Mom also had a yogurt maker when I was a kid, but after a few tries, it was relegated to the back of a cupboard. Here's a confession. I, too, own a yogurt maker. A 5-year-old brand new yogurt maker. It lives in the back of a cupboard. I felt intimidated by it, and then I covered up my intimidation with scorn. I hear people make yogurt all the time in their oven or use a cooler for insulation, I thought. Who needs a machine? Of course, I was all talk, too fearful of failing at yogurt to try it at all. But the avalanche of yogurt cups finally did me in. It was time to give it a go. There are several cool things about making yogurt. One, it's not ingredient intensive. You need whole milk and some pre-made yogurt with active yogurt cultures, and that's it. Another, once you make a batch, you almost always have your own culture to start the next batch. If you keep it going, you don't have to buy yogurt nearly as often. Your recycling bin will not overflow with yogurt cups. Also, you don't need a special machine, unless you have a temperamental oven like mine. The key to good yogurt is consistent temperature over time. What yogurt does require? A little attention and a little time. I went to my neighborhood grocery and bought whole milk from Kilgus Farm in Fairbury, Illinois. I already had some yogurt at home to act as the starter. I unearthed the yogurt maker. I found a recipe online that seemed serviceable. I washed out all the cute little glass jars, and then the first step was to boil 6 cups of milk and then cool it down to 110 degrees, which took about 20 minutes. Then I mixed some original yogurt with some of the warm milk in a small bowl and whisked it into the rest of the milk. Then I poured it into the little glass jars, put them in the yogurt maker and covered it, and set the time for 15 hours to get that maximum yogurt tang. Like any other recipe, there's the possibility that things won't turn out as expected. That's not what happened here. My yogurt was tangy, and with a little straining through the cheesecloth next time, it'll approximate the Greek-style yogurt my daughter loves. Is this what food writer Tamar Adler refers to as cooking with economy and grace? I think so, yes. Incorporating preparation of staple foods into my weekend once in a while brings big payoffs during the week. I'll get to the beef bourguignon and cassoulet eventually. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.